Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Yesterday we were talking about Lady Gaga, and the title of the show is Lady Gaga Has a Business Plan. Do you? And if you haven't had an opportunity to read it, to listen to it, go to the archives and check it out. And the conversation yesterday was about Lady Gaga doing a fantastic, phenomenal, breathtaking performance of The Sound of Music, But that's not what made her successful. I mean, who knew she was so talented? And I don't listen to her music. I mean, it's well below my age group. As I said yesterday, my parents didn't even know who the Beatles were. So if you haven't listened to this video, you must, because it's breathtaking. It's so inspiring. But it's not the kind of music she normally does. And here, that brings us to today's show. Preparation is a key to business success. When Lady Gaga found out that she was asked to do this performance, she spent 6 months working with a voice coach every single day so she would be prepared. She hit every note. Phrasing was absolutely incredible. And that's because she spent 6 months working at it to show her, to showcase her talent. And it showed. The question is, how much time do you spend to showcase your talent? How prepared are you? Are you prepared when you go into work in the morning, into your office, into your factory? Do you know what you want to accomplish? Do you know who you want to talk to? Have you thought it through? Have you thought how you're going to make the day successful? How prepared are you? If you're going to go on a sales call, how prepared are you for that sales call? If you are going into a sales meeting, are you organized? Do you know exactly the points that you want to hit so that you aren't in a position where the meeting just goes on forever and it doesn't really accomplish anything? Preparation is the way to success. It doesn't matter how good you are, and it doesn't matter what you need to learn. If you need to learn something, if you need to get better at it, by preparing, you can be better at it. If you are the best at what you do, but you are not prepared, then it's going to fall flat. And if it falls flat, you may not get another chance. If you're going to do an employee review, understand what you want to talk about. Understand how you want to help that person. Business people and leaders, that's what we do. We help people. We help people see what they need to see. We help people understand how our products and services can help them. We help employees understand how we can help coach them and train them to do a better job, which is going to help their career, help them make more money, help the company become stronger. It's all about helping. But to help, you need to be prepared. You need to know exactly what's going on and exactly what you want to talk about. If you're not prepared, well, the competition, as I always say, is breathing right down your neck. They're going to be prepared. And the person who understands what they need to do most, the person who is most prepared, and I've probably used that word too many times in this radio show, but it's a fact, the person who is more prepared will get the business. They will keep the employee. They will prosper. They will have a more stress-free life. And we know in business there's no such thing as a completely stress-free life because it just isn't that way. Stress goes with business. But I want you to be on top of your game. I want you to understand your business. I want you to understand how successful you are and how successful you can be. And don't use the excuse, I've been doing this for 25 years and I've forgotten more than you'll ever know. Well, you've forgotten it. You're not using it. So the question becomes, do you have 25 years of experience, or do you have 1 year of experience that's duplicated 25 times? Interesting thought. Get into it. Study it. Be involved. Know your subject. Know what you want to communicate. Know how you want to communicate. Choose your words carefully. And when you do all those things, the day will be just fine and profits will roll in. This is Howard LeWinter, and I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.